Let's do it.
Not rabbit.
Yeah, not
Rust in cutting and cutting kiya.
How many?
We tried them.
We tested. Krishna book. Rust. So rust is katta here. Rust. Inspired Krishna Gopi. Rath inspired Krishna to make flow. Rath Chinta. What Rath, when he was thinking in his mind about Rath. Rath, that word or that mood inspired in him. And then he made flow and Jaiye, padariye.
Yes, nothing.
Only flowers are anything. Prakritic scenery.
Natural beauty.
Scenery. What about some squirrels in the trees looking at them, looking at Lord Chaitanya? Mm. And birds, of course. What about rabbits?
The khargos do it.
Not rabbits.
They are not have prem towards Krishna or rabbit.
Only deer, shukshari and mayur. No other.
And the calf is okay?
Eh?
The calf.
Bachur.
This animal is not too close to Lord Chaitanya?
It always depends upon your will. Artistic eye should see how it will be more
attractive.
But you know how it really took place.
No, no, no.
Can you tell any pastimes that Lord Chaitanya had with such animals as these so I can meditate on it while I'm painting?
Only we here in the forest of Jharikhanda. Then he was coming to Vrindavan. But not Nityananda Prabhu was there.
But in Navadvipa?
In Navadvipa. But not peacock. Where peacock in Nodi?
Oh no.
Only two and some crowd behind.
You told me before not to put in other people.
Then only two.
But not the peacock.
Not this peacock. Only deer and cocks and cows.
Okay.
The associations of Nodi. Then it is. No? Peacocks not Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not in Nodi. They are not found in Nodi. Deer can come. When he was coming alone from Kanchak Nagari, Katava, going to Vrindavan, actually Nityananda Prabhu attracted him to Shantipur. There he was alone with some devotees. They were behind, and Mahaprabhu aligned. The deer used to come cough, and so many cows used to come cough.
Was there any...
We think that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is doing Nagar Sankirtan, both are doing like so, ears and eyes, and they are going.
Do you prefer to have people in the background or not?
Huh?
You told me last time that...
No.
Okay.
Only some you can show them, but they should be not prominent. Prominent both.
should the cloth be opulent?
Here in a row, you can show.
I'll have to reorganize the composition.
No, but this is good.
Should
but I think that the mouth is...
The face, you mean?
Has also breadth.
Too big?
No, this.
The chest? Chachi is too big?
This, so... Like lion. Here breast, here some little waist.
Oh, small waist, big chest.
These are parrots?
They can be. Or any other bird.
Parrots?
Not on the ground.
No role. But peacocks and him. Peacocks not in Chaitanya. Deer, cow, calf, cock and all that.
And parrots.
Not parrots.
Any other birds can just be there?
Here and there on the hill. Shukshari is on the hill.
Shukshari are parrots?
They can be there.
Sukhsari, are any parrots or particular parrots that are associates of Radha and Krishna?
I was telling about peasants.
Mm-hmm.
Peasants? Kabutar.
I don't know what
they
mean.
Fly in air.
Oh, pigeons?
Pigeons.
Not pigeons.
They are not so lucky. For Prem, Sukhsari. Kokil, peacock.
Which is the kokil?
Kokil means cock.
Oh, okay.
They are in Nodi so much.
Are there any particular pastimes with the animals that you'd like to tell? Any
Nityananda Prabhu, Naga Sankirtan.
Okay. Should the cloth be opulent, like having jari on it, or very simple cloth? Should Lord Chaitanya have his mouth open and singing, or closed?
What will be better?
You know.
Right.
With the mouth a little open.
You have to see it.
How it develops. Uh-huh.
How it looks like beautiful and in mood.
I was reading in one prayer the other day that in Navadvip there are Chintamani palaces like in Vrindavan. Should I make a jeweled ghat with a couple of Chintamani little, not buildings, but like gazebo?
They are in Navadvip.
Yeah.
In home Vrindavan, no. The dust is more than Chintan.
In Navadvipa.
You need not to do something.
No little building. See, like here in the across the river, I had like a little gazebo type, but I should take that out?
River.
Across the river, this is the Ganges here. And on the other side of the river here, I had little, not a building,
they're
but a little
like
structure.
A Bengali's hut.
Oh, just a hut.
You have seen in
hut.
Mayapur,
sure.
The Sauri Griha of Sachi Devi, where Sachi Devi is giving birth to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, like that. Here also, in our painting here.
What is Nityananda's color?
Golden color.
Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
Both.
Where will this painting be hung? Where will the painting be put? The painting.
Where to keep?
Where will you keep it?
Then I will go to Nagar Sankirtan. Only first Nagar Sankirtan ending. And after that I will keep anywhere.
Just some anywhere here in the temple.
If I will have any place in my Naksha Mandir, in front of Thakurji, there, or any prominent place here and there, or there, anyone can see it. I think there is no use of getting glass there in Vrindavan Seva Kunj. Glass is needed.
You mean on Rupa and Rati?
No. In Rupa and Rati glass is given.
Yes.
But not in original painting. Radha Krishna.
Not in Radha Krishna. Do you prefer glass or not glass?
Why is that telling that it will come dust if you not
give? If you don't give, yeah. We've ordered some special glass that does not reflect from Germany, and we're waiting for it to come.
We should also wait for that. If it comes, then we will see.
Okay. In the Manushiksha prayers, the prayer is to the mind. My dear mind, I prostrate myself before you. So, we make prayers to Radha and Krishna and Guru. So, how can we understand that this prayer to the mind is really a prayer to Krishna?
Because mind is always upset. And it is so chanchal.
Chanchal?
Flittering. And it is not in control. So, mind is like a boy, Vigarant means he does not obey his parents and anything and does what he likes. So it is like that boy who is not controlled boy, mind. So at first he is praying to his mind, "Oh mind, you should listen to me. I'm telling you, I'm paying you not to do so. But what I tell, you should do accordingly. Because by doing so, it will do all these things. By your wish, you'll go to hell. And I'm telling you for your
good benefit.
So you should listen." So he is शिक्षा दे रहा है. He is
giving instruction.
Giving instruction very politely and seriously.
Can this prayer be
like this? When our mind is out of control and goes here, lust and here, is there and there, to tell lies, to do harm to another person, then first there comes so much here, mode, that I know. But in mode, it does not care
the mind doesn't care.
Does not care. And he does. And after that, when he loses something, then he thinks that, I should not have done. Then it was good. After doing wrong, and when anything bad comes to test, then he thinks. So he is telling this upright and giving instruction to you and praying to you. Like a very bad man. He is doing some nonsense. Listen, right.
Is this what Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is talking about when he says to beat the mind with a shoe is to pray very sweetly the Manushiksha prayers? Or what did he mean?
What?
Our Prabhupada used to quote his Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that you should beat your mind with a shoe. With a shoe.
Shoe?
Chappal. 100 times in the morning and 1,000 times at night.
he has told that like so, that take a broom.
Broomstick. But does he really mean that to say the Manushiksha prayers?
Like that. He's clearing the dust of mind. These are the dust of mind. By telling so.
Can this prayer be meditated on while chanting japa?
Certainly it can.
Because when you chant japa, it's Hare Krishna praying to Radha and Krishna, and then we're praying to the mind.
Because our mind at that time may go here and there, doing so many nonsense things, so we should pray that, oh mind, oh mana, you should not do that. Guru Koste Gostale Su Sujane Bhutane Swamantre Sri Mantre and all we can say. You should know your pratistha. You want pratistha? Don't want. You want that everyone should come to me and to do like this. But this is like the
prostitute eating dog meat?
Of Gardhava. Gardhava, you know? An ass.
Oh, the trickling urine of the ass.
Urine of ass. And it will burn you and it will make so many
sores.
And it is very hard to recover from them. So, don't want. And mukti, you don't want mukti. Mukti will follow you like a tigress. So it is like tigress. It shall chew you.
Some of the devotees are trying to get together some information more about your relationship with our Prabhupada when he was here to educate the devotees in ISKCON, particularly the leaders. Is there anything that you can tell us today about some of the activities you did with Prabhupada or services you did for him while he was here?
Mm-hmm.
We know what you did after because that's when we knew you.
Mm-hmm.
But while he was here?
He was here, I think, about 4 months coming and going, but still he was here. And we live together, daily meet and daily used to listen and hear Harikatha together. We used to read his Bhagavad and translating, and also in the evening he used to do pravachan, and I used to sit there and to hear sometimes singing. He used to do mridanga. I don't know mridanga. I used to do kasal and singing, and he wanted to hear my singing. Sirupamanjari Pada, Hey Moral Sampa. And all questions that I do, I used to sing, and he appreciated my kirtan.
He would say, he would sing.
Right here at this much?
Huh?
At this much here in Missouri?
And Harikatha too much, so much. Writing Gita explanation here also, which was given in our Gaudiya Patrika, Gita Papadhi.
You mean he would write articles about the Gita in that? Were you the editor of the Gaudiya Patrika at that time?
He was the top of the auditors.
He was.
And we were auditors. 7 or 6 months. He was the Sabhapati. Sabhapati means the head of the editorial department.
Editor in chief.
And Narasimha Maharaj was editor. And we were also in editorial Sangha. Sangha means the
association.
Also in Hindi Bhagavad Patrika, he used to then give in Hindi, sometimes in
Bangla. Bangla was good. In Hindi, I'll have to correct inventory. Because the home language was not Hindi. So I used to correct or translate to something else.
He translated from which book?
No, translation, what he gave me to in writing. He used to write in Bangla.
Oh.
Sometimes Hindi also at last he meant to do. And what he gave in or Gaudiya Patrika in Bangla, I translated it and gave it to Srimad Bhagavat Patrika in Hindi. He used to read Bhagavatam word by word, as he has given explanation in Srimad Bhagavatam. But I was so much not listening everything. I used to raise questions and questions. Even to my Gurudev. What they told me, I never
accepted blindly. You didn't accept blindly.
I accepted them. But with logic and with Shastra Praman, not
blindly.
Anything. To him also. I read so many questions. The disciples of Prabhupada sometimes could not answer me. They used to tell that, go to your Gurudev. And he will satisfy and quench your thirst. Other cannot do. By that mood, even. And that mood, by that mood, I always want to go in deep, so deep. I cannot expect anything without so many raising questions. But so ladaku. Ladaku. Ladaku, you know? Fighting moves also.
Oh, Lagana.
I used to hear everything very patiently, but not accepting everything. He was also like so. Our Guru Maharaj and he was logical man, person. By logic they used to explain all this.
Maharaj, one devotee asked me this question that I couldn't answer. It says in the Gaura Ganadesha Deepika that the associates of Lord Chaitanya at Navadvip are considered the most exalted. The next most exalted are the Lord's associate at Jagannath Puri. But I thought that, we all thought that Jagannath Puri, the associates were more exalted because the Lord exhibited more intimate pastimes, say with Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar. So could you explain the statement?
Where do you
have? This is text number 15.
In what?
Sri Gaura Ganadesha Deepika. Tatra Sriman Navadvipe Vispambara Samipata Vilashanti Smati Gaya Vaishnavahi Mahatamaha. And then the next one.
What is written there in explanation?
The associates of Lord Chaitanya at Navadvip are considered the most exalted.
Only that? No explanation?
No. And then in the next verse it says the ones in Jagannath Puri are the next most exalted. The ones in the associates in Jagannath Puri are the next exalted after Navadvip. So we thought that it was the high, more exalted associates.
I've told so many times all these things. So many times. This time also, this time when we were in Jagannath Puri, I told them that the first times of Navadvip are more exalted than Jagannath Puri. Because there in Navadvip, always in smiling mood and testing all the leelas like Golok. Golok.
Chatri.
Here in Puri. As a devotee, he has done everything. Not as a visa. Here he was like a visa, like Krishna in Navadvip. He used to play with girls, telling that I will give you what?
Husband.
Vardhan.
Good.
I'll give you.
Oh, benediction for a good
benediction.
Husband.
That you should have very beautiful, wealthy, and qualified husband. And if you will not
worship me,
then I will give you blind, unwealthy, and all kind of black. He used to play with girls. And also, when he used to go in Kirtan, you know, not as in Puri, always testing with Gadadha.
In Navadvip or Puri?
Navadvip also. At that time, when he returned from Gaya, Gadadhar and Jagadananda Pandit, Sarup Namodar, all were there. Only not Ramanand. Except them, everywhere there. And he tested all this. So it is Golok Sethi. And here, he tested it as Radhika tha, but in as a devotee. So it is so. In Golok Vrindavan, Ganga is there, well seated, no sea, no Chatakvarva. Father, mother, Jagannath, and all Asian souls are there.
Wait a minute.
So, it is past times of no depart, no repetition.
The pastimes of Jagannath Puri are not manifested in Swetadweep, in Golok?
But really, they don't tell this thing. But it might be in our hearts, we see that the most, it was in Gambhira Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We like that.
Is that also manifested? पंच पद का दस मिनट
हाँ अब तो चलना चाहिए अब आप लोग पधारिए
ठीक है फॉर द पास्ट टाइम्स इन जगन्नाथ पुरी
डिवोटीज फ्रॉम सो मेनी डिवोटीज फ्रॉम
इस्कॉन
इस्कॉन नो टाइम एट ऑल Always in morning, in evening, morning, evening, midday. They want that I should not do bhajan. Always giving and giving and giving.
You told us last time that for the Uttama Adhikari, preaching is bhajan.
Are you not for me?
Just one quick thing.
Kanishtha Adhikari Vaishnava, I want to do my sadhana bhajan.
Is there, are the pastimes in Jagannath Puri also in Swetha Dweep? Can you go a little Swetha Dweep?
But I think that no, this pastime.
But Jagannath Puri is also one?